There we are.
But, hey, welcome.
Jeez. Well, I can tell you guys, as I bring you up to speed, well, welcome, Dr. Fred. Thank you.
Hey, brother. How's it going?
Dr. Fred Domenico, we are grateful that you made it. I've already have you introduced, and we've already talked about structural correction, chiropractic, nice. Why it's different, how it affects the central nervous system, and you know, we even talked about some stuff that I'm going to be talking about at your seminar, but some really new research. But we've probably had one of the craziest shows ever because we've had a pesticide guy. Wait till Warren's going to have to go back and watch the show because it was a scandal.
Anyway, we had dogs. We talked about spiders.
Yeah. a guy was running around behind David Warren spraying pesticides and getting rid of cobwebs. And
nice.
Pretty remarkably funny. But anyways, let's get right to it. Thank you for getting on. I'm sorry about all the
accidents. Sorry I was late, man. We had some technical issues for someone who's not very technically advanced.
Yeah, that's me too. It's our generation, Fred. Yeah.
Yeah.
We missed it by one generation, you know.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. Just a little behind the curve, but we're catching up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us now. And, we did kind of set the stage, and I'm just going to let you add to it a little bit. But you are one of the top coaches, if not the top coach, in structural correction type of chiropractic. You train doctors all around the country with this type of correction. And I really tried to make a good argument why it's different than regular chiropractic. I'll let you make that argument better. And also how it can affect chronic pain, how it can affect chronic hormone problems, headaches, and other issues that maybe somebody doesn't realize they have. And we have a lot of viewers I know that have these problems, and my wife is always telling them that you need a structural correction type of chiropractor. So, Fred, what's the difference? Why is this chiropractic different?
Well, you know, I mean, that's a long story, but to put it in 10 words or less, you know, the principle of chiropractic is truth. It's a universal law. You know, our bodies are life force systems. We're energy in a physical body. And, you know, I'm sure listeners, understand the principle that the nervous system controls and sends energy to all the organs of the body. So we get that. So becoming a chiropractor, I believed in the principle. And, you know, traditional chiropractic is great, but the old bone on nerve thing is really only part of the picture. You know, it's curves. Now, even all the research supports curves cause stress on the spinal cord. I mean, it's not a bone on nerve thing. I mean, it may have started there 118 years ago, but you know what? Hey, we should know a little bit more these days, don't you think?
Yep.
So it's spinal cord, man, and that's it. And I just think that, you know, our responsibility as chiropractors is correcting the spine. And one thing I love about CBP and Don Harrison was basically the guy applied math and physics to the spinal model. And, you know, there's everybody in physics and math know that, you know, you got to have a certain degree curve, 30 degree curve radially loads. What's that mean? The force of compression is evenly distributed across the arc. So once a curve gets less than 40 degrees, flat out physical structure, it collapses. And that's just it, man. And, you know, the problem is we got a spinal cord in the middle. So if your structure is weak and you cause stress to the spinal cord, you're just going to get sick. So I just think, you know, if maybe God knew a little bit about physics and math, and when you know, a normal spinal structure creates a healthy body, and I just think as chiropractors, that we have a responsibility to help people live to their optimum. Can a person really fulfill their purpose in life of why their spirit came into a physical body if their body's physically breaking down?
That's right.
You know, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when we look at somebody who's healthy, we see this stature, we see this structure that we look at. When we see somebody who's sick, we see the opposite, right? So what came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, meaning that, you know, when this starts to happen, we know, looking at the new studies, that that affects the very system of the body that runs and heals the body every day, day in, day out. And this will always lead to greater health problems.
Yeah, and I think you look at we've been in the profession for 118 years, and we see 3.4% of the population. So, you know, somewhere our message to the general public didn't work. Okay, so I get philosophy, man. I started as a philosophy guy. To me, technique was a way to bring the principle alive in people. And reality is, the principle is truth. So if you have a healthy spinal structure, you're going to be healthy. The principle is truth in a subluxated spine. If you're subluxated, you're going to get sick. So the principle exists. Either way, the question is, what's your application? So to me, technique was a way to bring the principle alive in people. And after 118 years and 3.4% of the population, I don't know, maybe we should do something different. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we have a lot of chiropractors watching this show. We have a lot of just, you know, lay people who, you know, have some health issues that, you know, look to us for, you know, some guidance there. And, you know, so a word like subluxation will resonate with one group and not the other, you know, meaning that you have a bone or bones out of alignment causing stress into the nerve system. And now that system that is put there to heal the body, you know, well, it's not going to do the job that it was, you know, able to do if there wasn't interference in that. So subluxation is interference into that system.
Yeah, so I didn't realize this, you had a lot of general public on here. Pardon me for my ignorance. So to speak in a common language, you know, there's lots of studies that show an optimal spinal structure, normal curves in your spine, not only people are healthy, but they don't have musculoskeletal problems. The same that people with a distorted spinal structure. Now, you start losing the curves, then basically not only you're at a big biomechanical disadvantage, those people are going to suffer with chronic pain. So, and one of the things, the top research spinal corrective system, chiropractic biophysics, if you are in the general public or a chiropractor, you can go to idealspine.com. They have all kinds of information and research how spinal structure affects organs and overall health. And part of their research shows that people with curves under 30 degrees have pain. Once it gets to 20 degrees, they have chronic pain. So what it's saying is the weaker your structure is, the more chronic pain you're going to experience. And there are some curves that are associated with a shortened lifespan, where medical research shows, like a hyperkyphosis, people with hunched backs, they flat out don't live as long.
Yeah.
It shows when your discs research, medical research shows when your discs start degenerating. In other words, when you have arthritis in your back, you're not going to live as long. So the weaker your structure is, the more it degenerates, the more disease, and the less probability that you're going to have the same life. Even not only quality of life is definitely affected, but literally the span of your life will be reduced.
You know, I mean, let's give a look at what this type of chiropractor looks like.
Do you want to see an x-ray of a bad neck?
Yeah, so go, Fred, kind of explain that a little bit, bring some life to what we're looking at, and then I want you to describe what this type of chiropractic actually, what an office looks like different than perhaps what the chiropractic office looks like that some of the people watching this are going to. So what is this, you know, different? So explain that x-ray.
Well, if we look at that, obviously there's a slight reversal in that neck. The neck should be bent forward like a backward C. That one not only is straight, but in the midsection, it's actually reversed. So now,
Warren, can you draw on there what he's talking about?
Because I haven't done that for you in a long time, but I can slap some lines on there. Hold on.
Yeah.
So what you're actually seeing now is when you have that C curve, it's like a backward C. The spinal cord is very relaxed. The brain sends energy through there like a fire hose, bringing healing energy to all the organs of the body. So when you lose that curve, not only structurally does it get weak and it collapses and degenerates at an accelerated rate, but the whole spinal cord is now under tension. And there's actually a law. It's called Laplace's law. So a law means what percentage of the time does this happen? If you see one thing, then a law means you see this result 100% of the time. Right? Would you guys agree?
Yes.
So there's a law, it's called Laplace's law, and this guy shows that tension, when you take a spinal cord, when you take any wire that conducts energy and you stretch it, it reduces that flow of energy. When you take any fluid-filled vessel and you stretch it, it reduces the flow of the fluid. So now you have a spinal cord that's carrying energy to the organs. When you have a curve like that, the spinal cord now is being stretched like a rubber band. You definitely have shut down life force into your body. The spinal cord stays alive with blood flow, so you reduce the blood flow to the spinal cord. That's like putting a rubber band around your finger and leaving it there year after year after year. So now what's going to happen is the spinal cords begin to break down, and that's really the lifeline to your body. So when you see curves like that, not only biomechanically is the structure weak, and that's associated, when it's going the wrong way, that's actually associated with disability. Meaning people with that structure, they have 18 times greater chance of having chronic headaches, and headaches, back pain, upper back pain, a cervical reversal like that. Those people tend to have chronic low back problems, not to mention that the spinal cord is under stress, weakened immune system, weakened metabolism. I mean, really, you're going to continue to get progressively more sick and tired.
So now let's look at it. Put that up there, Warren, if you could talk to it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a good one to print out for us too.
So you know you are supposed to ask before you show my X-rays. I'm just kidding.
That's not yours. So.
I know. I'm just kidding.
All right. So you see the line there. Go ahead, Warren. Speak, and then that's the problem is Fred can't speak to it. So okay.
Let me pull it back up. I was just trying to print out a normal curve. Sorry.
Warren, you're going to have to speak to it. Show them the normal curve.
Yeah, again, if there's a chiropractor watching, this is really horrible, you know, marks, just so you know. I didn't have a protractor and all the things I used to do for Dr. Pompa back in the day. But the curve should be, obviously, run like this, at right around a 45-degree angle. This should come around really nice. And the difference between this line and this line should be, well, actually, that's pretty bad. I'm really messing this up. Fred's going to kill me, so I'm not even going to go any further on explaining this, but this neck should look like this, and what we're seeing here is in the middle of the neck, it actually buckles and reverses. So even though the curve is supposed to be this way, her curve is going gently back the opposite direction, probably at about 10 to 15 degrees, reversing the opposite direction, causing massive stress, tethering, like the stretching that Dr. Fred was and Dr. Pompa were mentioning.
Let me
and
show
now, even research shows, like they said, your life expectancy has now been decreased by multiple years because of the lost life flow from your brain into your organs. So you're dying a slow death having a neck like this. And the research proved that. And
Fred's Let me show this, Warren. So if you look at this, that's the normal C curve that is meant to be in that spine. So here's Fred's point. So in other words, if we put a rubber band from here to here, and I took this curve and I straightened it, what would happen to that rubber band? It would stretch, wouldn't it? I mean, that's simple physics. So if we put something back here in the posterior, you know, even if it went around here, and we opened this up and straightened it, that rubber band would stretch. Well, what if we went the other way with it? It would stretch even more and pinch. So, you know, that's what's happening, and that spinal cord brings, you know, all that information, life force, down through the spine. And, of course, those discs that sit in the front, when we go forward with it, all of a sudden they start degenerating very rapidly. It's like driving around with your car wheels out of alignment. You know, it's inevitable. They're going to wear down very quickly, a.k.a. osteoarthritis, wear and tear, a.k.a. pain. Chronic pain. So, you know, Fred, so tell us a little bit about, you know, because most people are going to say, well, I go to a chiropractor, you know, and, you know, yeah, he showed me my x-ray and it looked like that. But if they're going to a chiropractor that really fixes that stuff, what does that look like? So they can say, oh, okay, you know, that's what I'm getting, this type of treatment. Explain that.
Well, there's a number of exercises, but it's not like going to a gym. There's traction where you actually have to sit in very specific traction based on that structure that's actually going to pull those curves, proper curves in there, while the ligaments adapt. You know, the thing is, what most people don't realize is ligaments deform according to your posture and structure. So, you know, we're in such a flexion distortion oriented society. In other words, everything we do is bent forward, that in 20 minutes in a sustained posture, in a sustained position, your ligaments are adapting. So as you're sitting in your car for 20 minutes, and when you're at your desk for 20 minutes, when you're laying in a messed up position in your couch for 20 minutes, your ligaments are adapting to that structure. And that's part of what causes curve changes. I mean, there's many reasons, trauma and all these things. So when you go to an office that actually wants to change, though, their goal is to change the curves and prove it to you on post-x-ray. In other words, take a second x-ray and show those changes. You have to do certain exercises with many repetitions and sit in traction in a sustained, with your spine in a sustained position for 20 minutes repetitively. And then eventually the ligaments and the curves will adapt. Now, every time you put your spine in that position, you're relieving stress in the spinal cord. You're causing energy, healing energy, to move in your body again. And you're literally healing and getting stronger. And one of the things, and just to share, if you have just 30 seconds here, part of the reason that I'm so passionate about it is I was an athlete when I was young, multiple car accidents. I mean, I wanted to be a stuntman. By the time I was in my early 30s, 33 years old, I had a lumbar disc problem. I had sciatic pain down my left leg for 15 years, and here I was, a chiropractor. I had a C5 disc problem. Every time I sneezed, my arms burned. I lost 70% strength in my left arm twice. So I almost experienced disability. And traditional chiropractic wasn't changing those curves. So although it may have kept my immune system strong and, you know, I didn't have allergies and I didn't have those things, my spine was breaking down because the structure was weak. So I really had to, as spinal correction advanced, by the time I was 40, I was able to do the things that they're teaching now. And at 33, I had lost half the disc height in two segments. I had a 55, 60-year-old spine at 33 years old. Now I'm 53, I have full disc height, I have no neurological problems, I have confidence in my body. So 20 years later, I have a stronger, healthier body at 53 than I did at 33.
Amen.
And part of the reason I'm passionate about this is I believe everybody deserves to live a long, healthy, strong life. And the worst challenge, as you know, Dan, because you went through some health challenges and came out on the other side, that the worst possible living hell on earth is having a clear mind in a weak and disabled body.
Yeah.
And you know that's a choice. When you look at corrective chiropractic care and what you're doing with nutrition, you can take just about any body today with the systems we have today and literally reverse the aging process of your body.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, and this structural correction chiropractic has come a long way, even from when I was in it, Fred, you know, and, you know, that's the type of chiropractic work that I did. It changed my world, too, as I have fracture at C5 and, you know, just absolutely lost all the curve in my neck, you know, and I went through that same corrective process myself. So, you know, I always say I never want to tell anyone to do something I haven't done. Well, I've done this, too. But it really has come a long way, even from when I've done it. And I think that people don't realize that. I mean, you know, chiropractic has come a long way. I believe structural correction, you know, is the future. And, you know, I mean, does everybody need structural correction? No. You know, I think everybody needs chiropractic. Structural correction, it takes it to the next. I mean, and these chiropractors that do structural correction, they do regular chiropractic as well. But it is a specialized form, you know, that people don't understand. When you're fixing the spine, you know, looking at a pre and a post x-ray is very, very important. And it really...
Here's an example, Dr. Pompa.
There you go. So there's the one on, well, I'm looking at it, my right. Okay, there you go. Yeah, it's a reverse curve. And then the other one is more of a normal curve. You know, so there, that is two different spines there. That's not the same person. But just
looking at what you should look like.
Exactly, and what abnormal.
If you go to your chiropractor and he does an X-ray like this and doesn't do structural correction, I would type onto Google structural correction, chiropractic care, you know, wherever Minnesota, and find somebody, or get on Fred's website, find one of his doctors, because this is stealing your life away. And I mean, just think about it, guys. I mean, I'm a layman. I don't know. I'm not a chiropractor, but I'm a scientist. So when I look at this, God designed this, you know, to physics, like a bridge, to span this 10-pound ball and allow this thing to bounce up and down and all that pressure and stress from your head. So it's perfect. It's like a bridge. When you reverse this, look at all the, you know, destruction from that heaviness on a daily basis. And your body's responding to that destruction by calcification, arthritis, and you can see the disc space is gone, and this opening is your disc space. I mean, it's black and white what structural correction can do for you. If you wait too late, you're losing life, man. You can't live life to the fullest. No way. It's impossible.
Fred, give them you gave the ideal spine as a way that they can do more research. You can re-give that, and then maybe a website they can go to. So there's people looking for a chiropractor, and now perhaps a structural correction chiropractor. So lead them in the right direction.
Well, you can go. The most advanced structural corrective system is called chiropractic biophysics, or the acronym CBP. C, B as in boy, P as in Paul. And their website is Ideal Spine, I-D-E-A-L, spine, S-P-I-N-E.com. They have a patient website and a doctor website. So you can go find a doctor that has at least been to the seminars. And they begin with, you can be certified in this technique, so the people at the top of the list in your area tend to be the certified people. And then everybody else, you know, they may be good doctors, they just may not have received the official certification. So I would definitely go to that website. If you do go to, all chiropractic is great. I mean, we're not here to say that people that don't do structural correction aren't good, because all chiropractic helps your body heal. If you do have an abnormal curve, or your chiropractor does show you that the curves aren't right, and he doesn't lay out a program that's going to correct those curves, then just know your body is not going to function the same until you do that. So I would seek out a structural corrective doctor. And now for those people who, doctors who aren't doing structural correction, there's really easy steps with home care that you can receive predictable structural correction. And if you want to know what those easy steps are, just contact me and I could let you know what first, I help doctors do this all the time, what the first easy steps are to really getting better results with your patients.
That's awesome.
Well, how do they contact you, Fred?
You can go to Elite Coaching, LLC, E-L-I-T-E, Coaching, LLC.com. You can call me personally at 253-851-8353. You can email me at drfred1 at MSN, drfred1, the number 1, at msn.com. And really what we want to do is just help more doctors deliver a higher service and deliver better health to more people. And one of the reasons that I do what I do is we want to transform the impression of chiropractic in the general public. And really, I mean, we're at a time now, just quick 10 seconds, where healthcare in this, the security of healthcare in this country is really very unpredictable. So it's really time that the general public takes their health in their own hands, follow what you're doing, Dan, with nutrition, get structural corrective chiropractic, and it doesn't matter what the healthcare system's doing. You know, you don't have to be a prisoner to what someone else can tell you what you can or can't do. Take your own responsibility, be healthy, live a great life, and fulfill your purpose why you're here in this lifetime.
Yeah, no doubt. And Fred, I want you to finish just with an opportunity to talk about the Chicago seminar. We have a lot of chiropractors watching. You know, tell them a little bit about what's going to happen at that seminar and how they get there.
Well, it's going to be a world-class seminar. I mean, we have some of the world-class leaders in the profession that are chiropractors and not chiropractors. And Elite Coaching really is head and shoulders above in structural correction. But it's not about the technique. It's really about personal empowerment and systems that can help you create the most lifetime patients. I mean, isn't that really our goal? to have a person truly live the optimal spine, optimal health lifestyle. And Dan, you're going to be speaking on nutrition, which I'm fired up about that. Garrett Gunderson is going to speak to you about really how to fulfill your soul purpose financially and how to use money to fulfill that purpose. We have John Davila that's going to go over how to do payment plans and how to set patients up on affordable care that can really help change your life and results. We also have Roberto Monaco, who was a number one salesperson for Tony Robbins for 6 years. He's going to show you how to deliver your message to groups. And then I'm speaking on a few topics. We're going to go over CA training. It's really going to be a world-class seminar that, you know, one thing I guarantee in Elite, it's not for inspiration, it's for transformation. Inspiration comes and goes. When you receive a transformation, inspiration is the product. So inspiration automatically flows when you get a transformation. And every Elite coaching experience will create a transformation.
Well, I want to encourage all the my docs that we, you know, train to go, for sure. You know, I can't wait for the seminar myself, and it's going to be great. I think every chiropractor should be there. Like you said, it's not about technique. It's about becoming a better practitioner, no doubt about it. So, I mean, the names you mentioned there, I tell you, I'm excited. So I think everyone listening should be excited, too. And that's in Chicago. What are the dates, and how do they get there?
It's October 4th, 5th. It's downtown Chicago. Just go to, call my assistant, really, Dana, 253-851-5899. Sorry, 851-5899. And you can go to the website, elitecoachingllc.com. It's going to be awesome. And I'm excited to see you, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, we were associated years and years ago, and, you know, we took our own paths or whatever, but it's great to come back with you again.
Yeah.
I'm really fired up. I've heard so many great things about you and what you're doing and the transformations that you're making. I'm excited to be in the audience.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to be there, Fred, and, you know, you're a world changer, so, you know, you're blessed to be there with you from stage and educating more and more chiros and doctors, so... Thanks for having me, and thanks for being on our show, man. Appreciate you.
Sounds great. Appreciate you guys. I'll see you soon, Dan.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for holding with us on this. So have a great weekend.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David. Bye.
Bye.
All right, take care. Bye.